Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen, it's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open your window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be a blessing. Come on, it's your season, say. In the field, I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open a window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed.
To be blessed.
God made you promise.
God made you promise.
I've been through the fire, I've been through the flood, but I'm standing here because of his blood. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again, say. Somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. It is our season. Amen. Glory to God, glory to God. You got to look at it. Praise God, hallelujah. It is your season. Amen. You stood the test. The word stood. You stood the test. The windows of heaven. Hallelujah. Today is your day. Amen. Praise God. We thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah for you this morning. Amen. On this Sunday morning service. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone. Amen. To Reign of Glory Revival Ministry this morning. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Calvin McNeil this morning. I thank God, hallelujah, for what he has done and what he going to say to us today. Truly, I am excited, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. I want to thank God, amen, on last week, praise God. Pastor Ilona Waters went forth for me, praise God. I needed some much needed rest, amen, even with my voice, amen. Praise God. So sometimes, amen, we have to take a break, amen, and listen to somebody else. Sit back and listen to somebody else. So thank you, Pastor Ilona Waters, amen, praise God, for stepping in for me, amen. So I'm here today, hallelujah, glory to his name. Y'all know how we do, praise God, hallelujah. We can't do nothing, praise God, hallelujah, unless we lift the name of Jesus up on this show, amen, praise God. I want to pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to have his way this morning. Amen. Praise God. I was dealing with my voice this morning, but I know God is able. Amen. He's going to bring me through this morning. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the touch. Father God, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. I lift you up, God, this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Father, for what you're going to say on this line this morning. God, how you're going to minister to our spirit. How you're going to break yoke. How you're going to send healing. How you're going to send deliverance this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I come, yes, Holy Spirit, I know, Father, it's only anointing that breaks the yokes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, God, that the yoke anointing will come upon me today, Father God, as I speak your word, that the power of the Holy Ghost will have its way on today. As I step aside, God, as I step aside, allow the Holy Spirit to have his way on today, Lord God. Give me wisdom, give me knowledge, and give me understanding on this day, Father God. Open up the hearts of your people on this morning, Lord God. Let the word go in, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, and not allow the word to scatter, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We lift you up this morning. We give you glory this morning. We exalt your name this morning. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Ghost. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. As we lift your name up today, God, yes, Holy Spirit, have your way, God. Bless thy people. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul says amen on today. People of God, glory to God, I want you to go with me, amen, to a passage, amen, that we all know, praise God. As I was walking around yesterday and walking through the house and praying and talking to the Lord yesterday, I kept hearing the word, amen, praise God. Set time, set time, set time. So this morning, amen, we know the timing of God, the set time of God, the appointed time of God, the ordained time of God. Amen. So I'm going to go to Habakkuk, the second chapter, verses 2-3. Amen. That is my scripture for today. Amen. Somebody say, it is my appointed time. It is my time. It is my time. Just like the song said, it is my season to be blessed. That's a Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it plainly on clay tablets. This is the Amplified. We already know the other one. I want to make it plain this morning so that the one who reads it will run. For the vision is yet for the appointed, meaning future time. It hurries towards the goal of fulfillment. It will not fail, even though it delays. Come on, I want to talk to us this morning. Wait patiently for it, because it will certainly come. It will not delay. Somebody say, this is my appointed time. This is my set time. The Bible says, glory to God. If we read the Bible, amen, in the Old Testament, the Israelites had several different feasts that they had to observe every year. These feasts, like Passover, Pentecost, were at a set time. Based on the cycle of the moon and certain other criteria, the time had been ordained by God. And I want you to hear this morning. It has been ordained by God. It couldn't be changed. These were special times that God had set aside to bless his people. He already established when to show them the favor. Just like with them, they are set times that God has already ordained to show out in your life. Somebody say, God is getting ready to show out. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in my life. We can all look back and see these times we got a break that we didn't deserve. Things fell in place. Maybe your career took off. Come on, Holy Ghost. After years of being in a same old routine, glory to God, average, and you came into a season of growth, increase, and blessings. Oh, come on, somebody. I want you to say, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, growth, increase, and blessings. That's where I'm getting ready to come in. I want you to make this thing personal to you this morning. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I'm going to receive growth. I'm going to receive increase. I'm going to receive the blessings of God, which he has already ordained for my life. What was that? A set time. Favor. The Bible says, it talks about how in Psalms 5 and 12. He says, for you, Lord, will bless the righteous. I want to talk to us this morning. You, Lord, will bless the righteous. You surround him with favor like in shield. Meaning that he surrounds us with favor like a shield. It doesn't come and go. Favor is always with us, but there are set times where God's favor will show out. Somebody say, God is getting ready to show out in my life. I want you to talk to God this morning. I want you to have faith in God this morning. I want you to believe in God this morning. The God who reigns, the God that's in heaven, the God that asks a prayer, the God that delivers, the God that heals, the God that makes power to get well. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hey, my God, I give it glory. Where God will thrust you from the background to the foreground. He will accelerate your dreams, make things possible faster than you thought. When you get well, even though the medical report says it's not going to happen. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hey, da-da-da-ba-sia. When the problem will unexpectedly turn around in your life. Even though it looks impossible, You need to get ready. Come on, Holy Ghost. I believe you come into one of your set time and favor. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Somebody say, it's my appointed time, or I'm going to make you talk to me this morning. Glory to God. I might can't see you, praise God, but talk to me this morning. Talk to God this morning. My God, I give you glory. It is my set time. My God, I say thank you. Maybe you've been struggling. Everything's been uphill, but you're going to see an anointing of ease. Ah, my. God is going before you. He's going to cause things to fall into place at work. Ah, come on, somebody. You've been doing your best, working hard, but not getting the credit you deserve. Ah, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. People playing politics, and don't worry. It is a set time. Ah, glory to God. Your ministry, praise God. My God, I give you glory. It might look like it's not doing well, but God has a set time. Financially, your health, all those things, praise God, play a role in God. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us until the end of the world. God is going to promote you. He will promote you, push you up, set you up on high, or perhaps you've been through some relationships that didn't work out. Come on, Holy Ghost. And now you think you'll always be lonely. No, it is a set time. As I'm talking to somebody out there, praise God, get caught up about shadow, thinking that God is not going to move, praise God, in their lives, and I'm going to always be this way. I'm going to always be lonely. Come on, Holy Ghost. God has a set time. God is bringing a divine connection. Come on, somebody better than you ever imagined. They already ordained to come across your path. You may not see how it's going to happen. Your mind will tell you you'll never get well. Meet the right person. Accomplish your dream. Don't believe those lies because the mind is playing tricks on people. Yes, Holy Ghost, the creator of the universe has already established your set time. His power is greater than any force. Come on, Holy Ghost, that's trying to come against you. Do your part. Get an agreement with God. Lord, I believe this is my set time for favor. The medical report may not look good, but I believe this is my set time to get well. My dreams might look, oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give it glory, like it's going to take years. But Lord, I want to thank you that it is my set time for acceleration. Come on, somebody. Somebody knows when, glory to God, when acceleration begins, praise God. Hallelujah. Things take off quickly. My God, I give you glory. It's just like pushing a wheel on a car, praise God. The pedal that says go, praise God. And if you're not careful to push it down too far, it takes off on you, praise God. So you got to ease upon that wheel. Come on, somebody. My God, that pedal, praise God. You have to ease upon it, praise God. But God, somebody say, but God is an accelerator. He will make your life take off and shoot where you need to be. You may have tried things in the past, but it didn't work out. The business wasn't successful. The loan didn't go through. The diet didn't work. You needed to try it again. This is a new season, people of God. Try it again. My God, I give you glory. Don't give up on God because he's not going to give up on you. My God, I give you glory. Don't give up on what God promised you. Don't let that dream die. Amen. Praise God. It's a stillborn baby. Don't let that dream die. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. It may not have happened in the past, but you've come into your appointed time, your set time, your ordained time. God has favor. God, come on, somebody. God has favor. Ideas, the right people waiting for you. Try it again. Is God talking to somebody? Amen. You gave up on your dreams. You gave up on your health. You gave up trying. My God, I give you glory. Yeah. The Bible says, Proverbs 24 and 16, it says, even if good people fall seven times, they will get back up. The loan didn't go through. You didn't qualify for that new house. Try it again. You're in your set time of favor. You tried to lose weight, to get back in shape. It didn't work out. Try it again. God is breathing in your life in a new way, giving you the ability, the determination, and the strength to do what you couldn't do before. All through the day, especially in the tough time. Lord, I want to thank you that it is my set time for favor, that you're helping me to do what I couldn't do on my own. Oh, that's the place that God wants us in, Abel, both sitting and Amasia. That place, amen, praise God, that you can't do nothing on your own. But all I know is I got to trust my God, the God of heaven, the God that made everything, the God that heals, the God that delivers, the God, amen, that owns the whole world and everything is in the palm of his hand. The Bible says in Psalms 102, this man that was having an incredibly difficult time began to pray. He went into a great details to list all the troubles he had. The Bible says, amen, praise God. Is this me? Is this you? Praise God. Because, yes, we do go to pray. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And we go tell God all our problems, amen. And sometimes, yes, we are in distress. Sometimes we don't know what's going on in our lives. We don't know the next step that we have to take. We have no idea of the guidance that he's getting ready to do. So we go into prayer. This man went into prayer in Psalms 102:5-9. He said, in my distress, I groaned out loud and am reduced to the skin and bones. Oh, my God, I give you glory. He said, I'm reduced to skin and bones. I am like the desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. I lie awake. I'm like a bird alone on the roof. All day long, my enemies taunt me, he said. Those who rail against me use my name as a curse. For I eat ashes as my food and mingle my drink with tears. Listen what happens, amen, as he begins to pray. The Bible says in verse 11, he goes on and on telling how miserable his life is, how he feels overwhelmed by his troubles. Just reading it, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, can take and make you feel depressed. Have you ever been around a depressed person that's always depressed all the time? Don't have no life in them, praise God. Run for your life. Here. He's feeling depressed just when you think he's about to give up, just ready to throw in the towel. He turns around and says, but you, Lord, come on, but you, oh Lord, are enthroned forever, and the fame of your name endures to all generations. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. When you start lifting the name of Jesus up, oh, Rabbi, say, quarter of my son, your life begins to change. Your perspective begins to change. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. You will rise and have mercy and loving kindness for Zion, the church. You are the church, people of God. For it is time to have pity and compassion for her. Yes, he said, the set time has come. The moment designated. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Zion is the church. And you can put your name in the place where the church is, Zion. For you will arise and have mercy on Carol. For the time to favor her. Yes, the time, that set time has come. In the midst of, listen, all of his difficulties, deep down he knew there was a set time of favor in his future. Somebody, I want you to grab a hold of this word this morning. I don't want you to doubt what God can do in your life. It might look bleak. It might look like impossible, but my God is able to overturn every negative word. He's able to overturn, come on somebody, my God, I give you glory, that depression. He's able to overturn your finances. He's able to overturn that debt. He's able to overturn your children. He's able to overturn your spouse. My God, I give you glory. At the point the Israel, come on, I'm going to the word of God. At the point the Israelite had been through 70 years of hardship, all kinds of struggling, God says, don't worry. Oh, come on. Don't worry. Things are about to change. Somebody say, my story is getting ready to change. You come into your set time and favor. In this time, God will step in against your enemies. We worry about the enemy too much. My God, I give you glory. How many know if you turn it over to the Lord, he will fight your battle. He will make things right. He will set the hearts of people in the right place. My God, I give you glory. What is too hard for God? God said the king is in his hands and it's like water and he's going to turn it the way he want to turn it. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. You won't have to fight those battles. The Most High will arise. And when he arises, the enemies will be scattered. Sickness will be defeated. Addiction will be broken. Lack will be broken. The struggle will be broken. Poverty will be broken. My God, I give you glory. Will come to an end. He's gone before you. Oh, he's going before you. My God, I give you glory. Clearing the path. Pushing back the forces of darkness. Come on, sometime, praise God. We have the forces of darkness. Stopping our blessings. But everything. Oh, Rabbi, say, cool, Rabbi Sanda, under the sound of God's voice, has to be pushed back, amen. When Jesus spoke, hey, cool, Rabbi Sanda, the people fell back because of the power and the authority that he rests in. My God, I give you glory. Pushing back the forces of darkness, making a way where there could not go before. It is the set time. The enemy you've seen in the past, you will see no more. The addiction, the bad habits, things you haven't been able to overcome. Oh, my God, I give you glory. This is your day. God is arising. It is your set time for freedom, wholeness, those obstacles in your career. Can't seem to get the break. Holy Ghost, that you need it. Get over the hump. Things are about to change. God is fighting your battle, causing you to stand out, bringing you from the obscurity to notoriety. This is the set time for God to thrust you where you could not go on your own. Sometimes God challenges us. I'm challenging you. Oh, Rabbi, say God told it about Sunday. Don't talk yourself out of it. You may feel like you're in verse 1 through 11 right now. Like the man, you can come up with good reason why you won't get well, be successful. I got a line of powerful people coming up against me. I have this medical condition that looks permanent. I don't have the experience, the resources, the connection to really be successful talking yourself out of it. That may all be true. Come on, Holy Ghost. But don't stop, because verse 11 comes up. Come on down to 11 and 12 there to say, but you, oh Lord, are still on the throne. You have this set time. You have this time to favor me. What God lifts up, no person can push down. What God breathes life into, sickness cannot take away. Hey, oh, both said it, Amasia. What God blesses, all the forces of darkness cannot curse. Our attitude should be, yes, this obstacle, sickness, this legal situation looks big, but I know a secret. Rabbi said it, Amasia. God is still on the throne. When all hell breaks, I dare you to stand up on your feet and say, my God still sits on the throne. And he has a set time. He has a set time. This time for me to overcome, to break through, to live in victory. It says, God will arise. When God gets up, the enemy trembles in your set time. God is not going to sit idly by. And yes, we all have a season of testing. I don't want to get it twisted. We all have a season of testing, trials, where we have to stand strong, prove to God that we can be faithful. But in this set time of favor, that when God gets up and say, okay, hey, Baba, set it on my fear, that's enough. Let me go to work now. He pulls and he puts a stop to what is trying to stop you. He said the trap that the enemy set for you, they will fall in themselves. No weapon formed against you will ever prosper. Don't be intimidated. You're not weak, lacking. The Most High God has risen on your behalf. He got your back. He got you covered. He's saying it is your set time of favor, healing, and acceleration. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm getting ready to take off now. I'm getting ready to take off. I'm getting ready to take off because God then said enough is enough. You have to let the seed of God take root on the inside. It's easy to think that was a good message today. Oh, we always say that. That's a good message today. I enjoyed that. My God, I give it glory. And then hours later, when the enemy come, you don't really remember what the Lord has said. It's not going to be effective like that. All through the week, you need to have this expectancy. Lord, thank you that it is my set time for favor, that you're giving me power to do what I could not do before. Lord, thank you that you're causing me to stand out, drawing the right people to me, that your blessings, favor is overtaking me. I believe maybe one day that will happen for me. Today is my set time. No, I'm asking you to come over into the now. People, come on over. Hey, Rabbi, said it, I'm going to say it. Come on over into the now blessing. It was my set time, but now is my now blessing. Today is my set time of favor. Not in 3 months, not in 6 years, not in 10 years. Today is my set time. Why is it my set time? Because the Lord has spoken. God said it's a time to favor. You has come. The Amplified Version says, the moment designated is here. There are moments God has already designated to show out in your life. Oh, are you with me in the now? I believe this is one of the moments you're living in a favor, growing, accelerating in season. You're going to have a new confidence to do things that you couldn't do before. You're going to see your gifts and talents come out in a greater way. God is going to give you more influence. Come on, notoriety and a bigger platform. That's our God. That's the God that we serve. His face is going to shine down on you and cause you to stand out. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give it glory. Family members that have been, family members that have been off course, seems like they always make the poor choices. No, those forces are being broken today in the name of Jesus. Things are about to change. They're going to start making good choices. Honor God. Come on, Holy Ghost. People are going to think, how in the world did they turn around so quickly? Oh, come on, somebody say it's a quick turnaround. It's a now blessing. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Here now, come into the now. A favor, a moment already designated by the creator of the universe. He is God and he is God alone. I want somebody to give God some glory this morning. I want you to tell God, thank you. It's my now season. I'm in my set time. I'm in a God approval time. I'm in my designated time. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. I'm not going to speak death. I speak life. The power is in the tongue of life and death is in the tongue, people. Of God, you got to speak it. Ah, Jack, God thought it about Sunday, knowing that God has already done it. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, come on with me this morning. We are in our now, right now. My God, I give you glory. How many know that God is turning around? I'm going to go to a song, people of God, and I will be right back.
Sometimes this curve. But not defeated, cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down. But I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me.
Around for me. Around for me.
Turning around.
Turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming.
If I stay strong,
if I stand strong and believe,
there's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around. This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me, and sooner or later, turn in my favor,
turn in my favor.
turning around for me.
It's turning around for me. Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
It's turning around for me.
It's turning around for me.
I can see.
Around for me.
I can feel it happen.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody say it's turned around for me. We are in our now season. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, we are. We are in our now. Come on, somebody. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Think about it. It's that time. Sometimes at night. Amen. Praise God. You set your alarm. Praise God. For maybe 5 o'clock in the morning. Glory to God. That is the set time. Amen. That's a set time. Or maybe if you've been cooking something that takes an hour or two, amen, praise God, and you set the timer on the oven, amen, praise God, for maybe an hour, praise God, and you're waiting and waiting, but when the alarm goes off, praise God, you don't keep waiting. The set time has come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just like you frying that fish, amen, making that grist, amen, early in the morning. And I'm talking Elder Johnny Burgess, amen, praise God, making that fish, making that grist, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you just sit there and you waiting for that thing to finish, waiting for your plate, amen, glory to God, to arrive, amen. That was the set time, amen, praise God. You take that food out, it's done. You wake up, amen, praise God. The morning has arrived. Ah, glory to God, glory to God. I believe thy God is saying to us this morning, the alarm is going off. Your set time has come. Change your attitude, praise God. Come on, people of God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. The word went to me first, praise God. We got to change our attitude, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Don't think it's ever going to happen. To Lord, thank you that is here. That my set time for favor has arrived. Start expecting God's goodness. Life can get so routine. Oh, yeah, that I'm off here. That we're not really releasing our faith. We've been lulled to thinking it's never going to happen for me. It's been so long. Come on, hold, Rabbi, say it of Osiah. Even the book of remembrance, you done wrote it and wrote it and wrote it. It's been so long. Hi, never said it about Sandra. It's never, I'm never going to get well. I'll never meet the right person. No, every morning when you wake up, just imagine the alarm is going off again. God is saying it is the set time. Our attitude should be, this is my day of favor. Increase divine connection. Not maybe one day it's going to happen. No, I know today is my day. By faith, I can hear the alarm going off. It's favor, healing, acceleration. Blessings, breakthrough, victory, abundance, time. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. God has already designated these moments of favor for you. He's already set the time. Can I talk to us today? My God, I feel like standing up this morning. Hi, my God, I get out of this chair this morning. My God, I give you glory. God has my designated, and he designated these moments of favor for me. He's already set the time. You're living in one of those right now, a set time of celebration, greater influence, where God wants to show out in your life. If this is going to happen, down in your soul, in your spirit, you have to hear the alarm going off. Oh, Rabbi Siddharabasiya, through your eyes of faith. Somebody said, my eyes, keep touching them. Keep touching those eyes. Lord, I bless you for the eyes of faith, Lord. Ah, what I can't see, glory to God. I know the substance of things I hope for, but the evidence of things not seen. God, I thank you. Hey, my God, I give you glory. You have to see God arising, fighting your battles, moving the obstacles out of your path, preparing the way for you to step into a new level of what he has called. Amen. Praise God. God works where your faith is at. The works where your faith is at. Where there is faith, there's movement, there's power. Oh, come on, somebody. There's miracles. You may not see how it can happen in the natural man. That's okay. He's a supernatural God. You don't have to figure it all out, because I'm my little mind trying to figure it out. But God says, why are you trying to figure it out like the song says? I've already worked it out. All you have to do is believe. Take the limits off of God. Dare to say, God, just like you promised in Psalms 102, that was the set time to favor Zion. God, I know I am Zion, the church. So I believe it's my set time for favor, acceleration, to go to the next level in life. Release your faith, people of God. Have expectancy instead of being negative. Talking yourself out of it. Act like the sound of alarm. Have you ever heard an alarm when you put it on? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You get ready to walk out the house. Praise God. Or you're in the house and all you set an alarm. Praise God. In your house. Praise God. That when anybody tried to break in, praise God, the alarm was sound. Praise God. But all of a sudden, by some kind of mistake, you went in and you took that up. You didn't know that alarm was on. And you try to open up that door. All of a sudden, you hear the loudest sound. Oh, my son of the The alarm is going off. Change your attitude. Dare to ask God for what seems impossible. When that big blast of alarm is sounding, when is your time? That window of opportunity. You know you can't do it. You know you don't qualify for it, but God has already sounded the alarm. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. It's not going to last forever. Don't let the negative voices convince you that you're never going to get well. Am I talking to somebody that you're going to get out of debt? No, it is a set time. God knows how to take you from the back to the front. He can open doors that no man can shut, take you where you cannot go on your own. Hold you back. Our God is more powerful than any sickness. God is more powerful than any addiction. God is more powerful than any depression. God is more powerful than any person or any hater. Every chain will be broken. Every stronghold will come down. Every limit will be loosed. The creator of the universe will make you come alive, push you into your destiny. God is rising up against your enemies. Come on, somebody. God is rising up against that sickness, that legal problem that you have, praise God, that spirit of lack and struggle. Those forces are being broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, you said, if I decree a thing, it shall be established, and the light shall shine in its way. Those powers are being broken today in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, your destiny will be released. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost. You're going to show out in your life in such a way that you will be an example of goodness, so blessed, healthy, strong, generous, talented, and that people all around you will see that the hand of God is upon your life. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Lord, I thank you for what you're getting ready to do in the lives of your people. But sometimes, I'm trying to finish y'all, but sometimes when we've been waiting a long time for a miracle, anybody know what I'm talking about? Healing, for a dream to come past. It's easy to get into a wait mode where we're not expecting anything. Oh, my God, I give you glory. But my God is saying today, that is now the now season. The wait is over. The alarm is going off. Victory, healing, favor is here. The moment designated has come. You may not see it yet, but there and here, the whole key. You have to walk by faith and not by sight. All through the week. Come on, Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you. That is my set time of favor, that you're pushing back the forces of darkness. Keep on talking to yourself, people of God. Accelerate my dreams that's coming to pass. I'm tired of this. Lord God, I thank you. But my business didn't work out. I didn't break the addiction. The loan didn't go through. I'm asking you to try it again. This is a new day. It is the set time. It is the now time of favor. God is not going to sit idly by this time. He's going to arise and fight your battles. This time, he said, he'll get off the throne and do what you could not do on your own. He's breathing in your direction the right way now. It's time to possess the land, people of God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, my God, I give you glory. If you do this, God is going to show out in your life in a new way. You're going to see new levels of influence, notoriety, and big platforms that God has already designed. Healing from what looks permanent, going to accomplish more than fractions of the time. You're going to see acceleration where God thrusts you into a new level of your destiny. People of God, I want to say something to you today. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. It's our now time. It's our time, amen, to see it in a different way. I see my future. Hey, Rabbi, said it on my fear. I see, glory to God, myself being healed. Hey, Dobo, send it on my seer. I see my finances breaking forward. Ah, yeah, God told it about Sandra Rabosaya. Not just a breakthrough, but God, I thank you that I'm settled in my finances. I just don't want a breakthrough come and go. I want to be settled in my finances. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. My marriage is healed. My God, I give you glory. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you. You got to know that God is in the midst of you. When favor rests upon you, when favor overshadows you, my God, I give you glory. When God says enough is enough, my God, I say thank you. He stands up and he moves on your behalf. My My career is blessed. My job is blessed. My children is blessed. My God, I give you glory. This is my ordained time. This is my designated time. This is my appointed time. This is my season that God says, I will shine upon you. Oh, come on with me, people of God. God, the God of glory, the God that shines mighty, the God that moves mountains, the God that moves the sea, the God, oh, no, both say that about Santa, keeps everything in the heaven. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, and nothing falls. That's the God that we serve. We serve the Creator. My God, I give you glory. So here today, people of God, don't worry about who God is going to touch. Oh, God has the biggest Rolodex, and he knows what name is going to help you. All he has to do is flip it. Flip it again. This one going to help you with that house. This one going to help you with what you're going through. This one's going to help you, praise God, in your finances. This is one going to uplift you. This is the one that's going to open the door for you. Because when my son will almost see, when heaven speaks, everything got to listen. And this is the sound of 2022 where God speaks. It's God's voice this year. It is God that's going to do it. It is God that's going to get the glory. You have been on the air with no other than the one and only Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Somebody say, it's God's time to shine in my life. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Come on, people of God, let's give God some glory this morning. Amen. For what he has spoken on this morning. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget. Amen. What the Lord has said this morning. Amen. Praise God. The Lord. Then the Lord answered and said to me, write the vision and engrave it plainly on the clay tablet so that the one who reads it will run. For the vision is yet for a point of time. It's for your future. It's your now season. It is the now. Time is hurtled towards the goal of fulfillment. And it will not fail. Even though it had delayed, he said, wait patiently for it, because it will surely come and it will not delay. Hallelujah. We thank you, praise God, on this morning. Oh, for you, and you. I thank God for the word this morning. Hallelujah. I thank God, yes, Holy Spirit, for all that came on this morning. Let us continue to sound the alarm this morning. Let us continue to speak life this morning. Let us continue in the things of God. He said the righteousness will see the blessings of the Lord. Stay in God's ways. Stay, keep your hands, amen, with the Lord. Let him guide you. Let him lead you. Let him prepare the way for you. He's already made the crooked places straight. We thank and praise God on this day. Amen for you, and you. I pray that your household is blessed. I pray that your family is blessed. I pray that everything that you touch, even on this week, will be prosperous. I pray that that door, amen, that God has already set for you will open up to you. Because by this set time that God has prepared for you, your designated time has, when God say enough is enough, everything opens up on your behalf. So we thank God this morning. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to pray out. Praise God. But if you'd like to be a partner, amen, in Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, amen. Praise God. With the pastors are Apostle Calvin McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil. You're sowing on good grounds. We thank God for all the ones that's been a ministry. Praise God. If you'd like to bless the ministry and don't know how to do it, you can reach me at 302-883-9799. Amen. That's 302-883-9799. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And don't forget, amen, going forward in this year, we only have Pastor Ilona Waters on Thursdays, amen, at 6 p.m. Don't forget to tune in to the woman of God, very powerful woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has been blessing her through the word. Amen. Praise God. And I've been listening, praise God, to what the Lord has been saying through her as well. So join her, amen, on Thursdays at 6 p.m. on the same line, same number. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the things that you have already done on this day. We thank you for the doors that you're open. We thank you for the doors that you have already shut, God. We thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, for all things great and small, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you'll continue to bless our day, Lord God. This is your Sunday, God, and we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your mighty hand, God. We thank you for the movement of the Holy Spirit on today, God. We thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that you'll continue to have your way in our lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, I pray it forward, even on this week, God, hallelujah, God, every place that our foot treads this week, Father God, in the name of Jesus, shall be blessed. Everything that we touch this week shall be blessed. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, for this is our now time, our designated time. In the name of Jesus, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, keep us from falling. Present us faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory. Yay, my son. Glory. Yay, my son. Yes, Holy Ghost, dominion and power. Let the church say amen. Come on, Zion. Come on with me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And don't forget, y'all, Monday morning, I will be on prayer line. Amen. Come on with me. I'm telling you, God has been moving by his Holy Spirit. Let us connect in prayer. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'll leave you with a song. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the
things that you have done.
Have done.
Look at them and tell them, yes,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
I
about your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful, just
praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Lord.